local historian Chris Robinson joins us for our monthly chat. Chris, welcome.
Hi, Tim.
And we're going to revisit some... We've been doing this now for, what, 5.5 years, ever since we launched, haven't we?
Is that that long?
It is.
Good Lord.
And I think this would have been in the very early days that we had a good old chat about Plymouth's waterfront walkway.
Well, I thought, given that it's the tourist season and given that there's going to be so many people around next week for the fireworks, that it was just the right time to sort of say, well, even local people, have you actually done the waterfront walkway that we have? Because it is quite stunning. We take it very much for granted. But the Plymouth section starts at Admiral's Hard at the Cremel Ferry, or ends at Admiral's Hard, depending whether you're going east-west or west-east, obviously.
Yeah.
And trails through Stonehouse. But you can now go up. When the walk started, they didn't have the Stairway to Devon, as I think it was yeah. fondly dubbed, that takes you out of the William Yard and up onto Devil's Point, really, around Firestone Bay.
Mm.
And then you go back on yourself a little bit, really, down Durnford Street. But Durnford Street's quite an interesting thoroughfare, going past the Royal Marine Barracks. And the dull bit, really, is along to past Mill Bay Docks to the Duke of Cornwall and then to start coming around the Hoe. But the Hoe has to be one of the finest public open spaces, I think, in any English city, certainly.
Yeah, and you know what? I think it's probably the same the world over, that you just take for granted what's in your back garden, don't you? But just stop and think about it for a minute.
Yeah.
That is a really remarkable place.
Yeah.
And that walk along, well, I would say from West Hoe all the way along there, it's just so special. But what is interesting about this whole thing, and there is of course the booklet Plymouth Waterfront Walkway, is that when you get to Coxside, you're not even halfway, are you, really?
No, because it goes around the Barbican, or you can take the ferry across to Mountbatten, which cuts out quite a considerable chunk of walking, most of which is through sort of industrial Coxside Catdown. But some of it, once you get onto the Plimstock side you go across, you walk down either side of Pomfret Creek, really, and then come through the old railway line. And that's quite an attractive walk through, ultimately through Hoo Lake, and then across to Turnchapel and round Mountbatten. So that section is well worth it, but there is a little dull bit. But I would recommend, even for people that live locally,
yeah,
it's worth doing it, because you don't normally walk around there.
Well, no, exactly. I mean, look, just if you were going to do the entire thing, what distance are we talking about?
Oh, you'd need, I think it's about 13, 15 miles.
Yeah, so we're not recommending doing it in a day, is what we're saying.
You could do it in a day, yeah, but you'd need to be reasonably fit,
yeah,
and enjoy your walking. For me, one of the most interesting bits as well is on Breakwater Hill, just part of the pub called the Breakwater, long since closed, sadly, because it was a good music venue. But there's a road that goes on the cliff edge, because so much of Catdown and Coxside was quarried away to help build the breakwater as much as anything. And so you get these cliffs that are not artificial, because there were cliffs there in the first place, but they're not where they used to be, if you know what I mean. And walking across there, you do get a very unusual perspective on Plymouth, because you're quite high.
Yes.
And yet you're looking over, apart from the oil tanks and everything like that, you're looking over Mountbatten, Turnchapel, and back to the Citadel. And Plymouth is a different... you see it in a different light when you see it from a different angle. I know it's terribly, terribly obvious thing to say.
No, that's right.
But it's true.
I always think when you come down from Argyll into the city centre, there's a point where you can see the Cornwall hills, and you think, oh, I didn't realise it was there, if you like.
Yeah.
You sort of think of it as being to the west. Well, of course, it's not, actually. It's sort of southwest. But no, everywhere you go, you get a different view, don't you? So that's a really interesting walk. I mean, last time we talked about it, I think I threatened to do the whole thing, and I'm still thinking about it. But so the booklet is called Plymouth's Waterfront Walkway. And it's a Plymouth City Council publication, and it really is the way to do it, because you'll make sure you don't miss any of the important parts, really, won't you?
Indeed.
Yeah, all right. Chris, thank you so much. See you next month.
Cheers, Tim.